always, only alternative, Flirt FM.
Good morning, Galway. It is 8 a.m. on Monday, the 23rd of January, 2017.
Yeah. Fresh in the new year. Here we come.
But it's not really.
I know.
We record this on a Friday. We'll have to admit that now. And we are currently, we are in the final 3 hours of Barack Obama's America.
No!
That's really upsetting.
No more cool basketball before, like, you know, when he's...
Yeah. It's 2:02, and at 5 o'clock, Donald J. Trump's going to be president. So, you know, President Trump, this is the funniest thing I've heard about the entire inauguration. So they have Nat on CNN.
They go,
this Friday, the presidential inauguration, Trump takes the vow, and... The first dance.
Oh, God.
There's going to be a first
dance. Are you serious?
Him and his wife are going to do that.
Is that a joke?
No, it's 100% true.
Where did you hear this?
This disgusting pig creature.
Comedy Central. It's going to be on Comedy Central.
This weird pig creature is going to be doing a dance with his beautiful Slovenian wife.
Oh, you meant, okay, I thought you meant there would be a mascot, but then you meant him. Okay.
No. He's a weird pig creature. Trump and his wife, yes. They're going to be dancing to My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, goodness.
And then Frank Sinatra's daughter, Nancy, subtweeted it, and she said, let's keep in mind what the first line of the song is. The first line of the song is, and now the end is near and I must face the final curtains. So she's being optimistic. Anyway, we're not going to mention Trump again for the show.
No, but, we should.
It's we serious. Now live in Trump's America. Well, we don't. We live in Ireland. And you know what? It doesn't concern us in the slightest.
Yeah, we don't live in Trump's America. It concerns you. I don't care.
Enda Kenny for life.
Enda Kenny, do you think, did he say he was going to like...
It's comforting.
Oh, is he going to have soup with the president in the White House?
What's the thing
they do or something?
They bring him the shamrock.
Oh, or something like that.
Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's soup.
It is comforting having a not fascist for a leader right now.
Have we ever had a fascist for a leader?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
Not since the British left. So, great music coming up today. We've got music from Amy Mann. We've got music from Liam Clancy. We've got music from...
We've got music from John Woman.
Arnold Woman.
What other tunes do we have?
Oh, we've got Five Star.
Oh, yes. A pretty unknown song. Very good song. I first discovered it when I was watching the bloopers for the extras. You know, Ricky Gervais and all that. It's really funny.
We've got fresh Galway music from The Vibe again.
Ooh, The Vibe.
We've got... that's enough. Well,
cool
you'll see what else we got.
Cool,
we've got
vibes
some,
in the
some
studio
good
today.
Stuff coming up. Great vibes in the studio.
New background music
I'm
is great.
I'm just
bopping here.
I'm surfing on a wave of good vibes.
Good vibes all day. I told you about that. I got a magnet that says good vibes, and the two O's in the middle. One's a flower and one's a yin yang.
Nice.
It's the worst thing of it. No, it's not nice.
It's like all the best things in the world, flower and yin yang. All the cliches that we love.
Speaking of flowers, Marcy died. No! Joke. But when I saw Marcy...
Speaking of flowers.
Because he waves the flowers around on stage. Yes. I know, that was pretty obscure. No, but when I saw Marcy, two or 3 years ago, mm-hmm. I don't know, but my perception of time is all weird.
It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I thought I was like, oh, unreal, that's his last concert because he has cancer.
Well,
kind of good that he didn't die because that would have been his last concert. And then I would have been like, oh, I got to see his last concert. But, you know, obviously I'm not good at that he didn't die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Because Morrissey is doing great work supporting Brexit and...
Whatever. Let's just forget some of those.
Whatever.
Things.
Once you get to the stage of
he's
like having, once you've made as much great stuff as Morrissey has, you kind of have a right to say whatever the hell you want, as long as you're not like running for office.
You know, but I think Barack Obama's a great president.
He's actually.
You should do a Donald Trump interview sometime. You know, just because. Do your impression.
Maybe later. Mine's terrible though.
Yeah, you were like, mine's better than yours.
Tremendous. Tremendous luxurious wall. No, yours is much better. Much better.
No. Tremendous.
Luxurious wall.
Tremendous.
My hat. Yours
paper. Okay. Okay, paper. You gotta listen to me here. Okay. a good Scottish TV show. Do you know, there should be a TV show, when they follow him around the White House, just with cameras.
Definitely going to be. Anyway, we got music for you now, and ooh, Trump's inauguration today taking place on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C.
Beautiful.
So here's a song about another fool on a hill. It's called Fool on the Hill. Here it is.
Oh. Day after day. Are you shining just for me? City of stars, you never shine so brightly.
Always only alternative, Flirt FM.
KCR Radio, voice of the village.
Kilmascully reference that you wouldn't get because you hate it. Didn't you hate it?
I've never watched a full episode of Kilmascully.
Oh, I used to like it. It was pretty good. But I used to watch it mainly around Christmas for some reason. Don't know why, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's some funny gags. There's some funny gags.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were just talking about Ryan Gosling.
Because that was City of Stars. From La La Land, which came out last week, and I saw it, and I love it so, so much.
Well, why do you love it?
It is a warm and romantic and optimistic and charming film, and it just raised my spirits so much, and it put me in such a good mood, and it was just so colorful.
Is it a chick flick kind of thing?
No, it's not. It's a love letter to
no
Hollywood musicals and the golden age of cinema, and it has the two most charming leading characters.
Ah, 2016, the golden age of cinema.
More like 1956.
I know films.
Yes. And it has the two most charming lead characters I've seen in a long time in a film, in Gosling and Stone.
What's it about those? Go into more depth.
Hollywood love story about a jazz musician. So you saw Whiplash. We talked about it last week. So it's very much builds on, it's from the director of Whiplash, and it very much builds on the themes of Whiplash. So you've got he's a struggling jazz musician, and he tries to introduce her character to jazz while she's trying to get work as an actress, and they fall in love, but then there's conflict between their dreams as artists and the realities of being a struggling individual. Is set in the present day.
Did you just ruin the movie?
No, I'm just telling you about it's about.
No,
anyway,
I know.
It is.
I'm not going to watch it, though. I'm not going to go and watch it. I'll probably see it in the future.
Well, fine.
Just being honest, I'm not going to.
I know. But I recommend anyone who hasn't seen it to go. And so many people are going to see it. And it's very rare that like an original film that isn't, you know, superhero nonsense will do very well. And a lot of people go to see it. And it's great when that happens. That the culture embraces a film like this, and La La Land is just glorious.
For such a good sounding film, it's an unfortunate that it has like the worst, like the most unattractive, uninviting name ever for a film.
Yes,
La La La.
The name is literally.
I want to go to see La La La.
The name, but it's a reference to Los Angeles. But the reference.
Oh, okay.
The name is the worst thing. The name is the worst thing about the film.
La La Land.
Name and the poster.
Have you seen Moana?
No.
Oh, I saw it with Shane. You know Shane. Like,
yeah.
It was pretty funny. It's pretty good though.
Of all the films
to go
to see.
The songs were kind of, I know, it was the only film, because we were like on a time kind of, we were caught for time a bit, because I had to go at a certain time.
Okay.
No, it was pretty good. The animations were very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very,
I know, I want to see it. Yeah.
Psychedelic kind of stuff, like even.
Music by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
On what, in that movie?
No, in Moana, yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I know stuff.
Because
I know about movies. He's Mr. Hamilton. And Hamilton's coming to London next year. I did not
Wait,
get
who's
to.
Who's Mr. Hamilton?
Hamilton is his stage musical. Oh, whatever, okay. Whatever.
It's in the zeitgeist.
Is that the guy who wrote Hamlet?
It's in the. There's a movie called Hamlet 2.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like a joke, but.
It's like Sharknado, sort of.
It's a comedy about a school play of Hamlet 2 or something.
Oh, have you seen.
I just always find it amusing.
Have you seen Kung Fury?
No.
Oh, you should.
Maybe
I don't think you'd like it. Or maybe you would. I don't know.
You should see La La Land.
I don't want to see La La Land.
And I don't want to see Kung Fury.
Kung Fury is only like half an hour long. And it's on Netflix.
We watched some of it in school once.
Johannes was like, put that on.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it Johannes?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. People don't know anyone we're talking about.
Who cares?
Right.
An acquaintance said to put it on, and they put it on. So.
Yeah, it's funny. It was funny.
Anyway, it is now 8:20. almost on Galway's Flirt FM.
It's actually 8:17. So
no, it's 8:20.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Really?
We didn't.
I didn't know that, Ivanka. You know, she actually sounds like him. If you listen to the intro, she's like
Ivanka. Yes,
she's well, like a.
Her voice is not very.
No. Yeah, she's very attractive. She's very attractive.
No, she's not very. Oh no, Ivanka. Like, I thought you were talking about Melania.
No.
Oh, I was thinking of Melania's
his daughter. Yeah,
I was thinking of Melania's voice. Oh yes, no, Ivanka does sound like him. Yes. Actually, while we're at it, let's check in on the inauguration.
Wait, what do you mean? Is it happening now?
Yeah.
These are moments where the nation is trying to come together, trying to put.
Well, it hasn't started yet. But
it's painful campaigns behind them, and it's just.
I don't know. I just got a flashback from the. How much it's steep. Unintentional laugh from the Paris attacks. The time. What was it? Do you know in the cinema and stuff?
The Bataclan.
The Bataclan. Yeah.
What about it?
No, that just when you put on the thing there.
Oh, when we were doing.
You just stuck on the thing there. I don't know. I was just.
We were on a Skype
and
call,
then,
and I was suddenly tuned into the news.
Yeah, you were like, "Oh my God, this is all!" And I was just like, "Whoa."
But the inauguration will be attended by. Oh, sure, this has happened already. I'm not talking about it.
Inauguration? What now?
It's happened already for the listeners. Let's talk about something different. What's your favorite meme of the year so far, Killian?
Oh, see, I'm not really well versed in memes, to be honest. Because I never really go on Facebook. That's where most of the memes
I try to create my own memes sometimes. But
oh, God, that's sad. Oh, I want to make a meme and become a big rock star.
Well, yeah.
No. I like, I don't know. Oh, I actually did enjoy Dat Boy for a few days.
Dat
even though that's
great.
Very old. Though,
oh, that's last June, like, but.
Oh, okay. That's not that old then. I thought it was like a few years.
No.
Hey, what is it? Here comes Dat Boy. Oh, expletive.
No. Here comes Dat Boy. Oh, shit, what up?
You can't say that word on the air, Lucien. Oh!
All right.
Oh!
That word will have been bleeped out for the listeners.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
I tweeted.
I just said, oh, expletive, what up? And then you just said it straight after. Yeah. Like.
On 20th of January 2009, I tweeted, during Obama's first inauguration, I tweeted, woohoo, go Obama, best president
That's
ever.
That's pretty funny. You have really funny old tweets.
Oh, I love my old tweets.
I was scrolling back one of the days and I was just liking them. I actually did that on your Instagram as well. Like
yeah,
your first picture or something was a hand.
Yes, on my
Instagram. Was it like this, forward or backwards?
It's like this.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
I do it every year. I do a new picture of my hand in the same spot.
No, the best. Remember the video? It was like calendar, something, advent.
Advine calendar.
Advine, yeah. And it was just like all those crazy noises and stuff. That was a meme in itself.
Yeah, that was a meme, actually.
It was a good meme.
Trainspotting 2 is out next week.
Oh, yeah.
The reviews are mixed, but, you know.
Oh, really?
Some saying it doesn't quite capture the energy. But, well, it's just, I guess it goes from.
I've seen the first one, but I can't even remember.
Well, the first one is about, like, the hedonism of youth and narcotics and such. And yes. I imagine the sequel is about the despair of middle age and.
Midlife crisis type
stuff. Yeah, that sort of stuff. So it's probably really depressing. But the soundtrack has a song by our own Rubber Bandits on it.
Oh, yeah.
Their song, which we can't play because it's got rude words. But it's called Dad's Best Friend. And that's in the film.
Sounds a bit... No, never mind. I'm not going to say that.
It's not a particularly...
Dad's Friend from Prison.
It's not that crude a song, but it does have...
Dad's Friend from Prison he meets on Saturday nights. That he's forced to meet on Saturday nights. Get it? Get off your phone, young man.
I'm trying to think of stuff to talk about.
Just go with the flow, dude. Just go with the flow. Mm. You know Snoop Dogg has his own show on YouTube.
Does he?
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. Wow. It's called, it's like SF, it's like word, it's like letters TV, you know, like this.
SDTV.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but it's not that. It's something like, and all he does is he just smokes weed and talks. And it's it's not entertaining at all. He has like terrible guests on. He had Seth Rogen once, and all he did was just sat there laughing with him, like
bad.
It was like a 30-minute video, and it's so it's a really cheap green screen behind him because you know they sometimes around the edges of the paper, you can see like the little bits of it's pretty funny. Anyway, time for music.
We got Irish music now. Classic song performed by a classic singer.
Oh!
This is Liam Clancy with The Parting Glass.
101.3 Flirt FM.
That was Pavarotti with the new cool song.
What?
But that was Pavarotti's song, man. He plays the guitar. How many years is he dead, actually?
I'd say...
Nine?
Seven or eight?
No, I remember it was a long time ago, I think.
Pavarotti died. 2000 and... No, it doesn't say.
I said 9.
2000... I'm going to say he died in 2005. He died 2007.
Oh!
Oh, wow. He died the day before my birthday.
So I was closer. No, we were actually equally close.
He died the day before my birthday. That's so weird. That was U2, Pavarotti and Brian Eno with Miss Sarajevo. Before that was Ryan Paris with Dolce Vita. And before that was
Beautiful.
Liam Clancy with Parting Glass. There's some great shows coming up today on Flirt FM. At 9 o'clock, we've got The Lion with Sarka, Aisling and Heather. At 11, Game Ooh, Set Venus. Chats. And then later on, we've got... Oh, this schedule is so confusing. Some highlights.
It's written in tongues. We have a translator in the studio.
At 3, we've got Radar with Michael O'Connor. At 4, we've got Socks Happening with Cam, Mike, Anna, and Marie.
Ooh, I wonder what that's about. Socks, probably.
It's about the societies.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that was stupid of me.
It sucks with a C.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know. But yeah,
at 6, we've got The Happy Hour with the Kings of Small Talk. And at 8, Cranium Titanium with Trevor McCormick.
Oh, do you know what? I wish we were the Kings of Small Talk. It would make things so much easier.
It would be, yeah. We'd be able to fill so much more time. Some of the show titles are just fantastic.
For example, ours isn't even a reference to what we do. Like, ours is just random and also inside joke.
Ours is also taken on a terrible new... crude subtext, which I never thought of.
Actually, we never thought of that at all.
Because
you know the aubergine emoji.
We're so innocent and naive, and we didn't even realize.
Such innocent young teens.
But my favorite show title of all the whole week is Big Gay Paul's Big Gay Show.
Oh, that's the best.
Wednesdays at 3. I mean, you can't beat that. That is fantastic.
Big Gay Paul.
Fantastic name.
Shout out to Big Gay Paul.
I've never listened to that show. I'm going to have to get tuned in.
What time is it on? Is it a nighttime show?
No, 3 in the afternoon on a Wednesday.
Wait. How many shows did you just name?
Most of the ones I just named are coming up today on Monday.
Okay.
Oh, you're looking at that one.
We got a I'm looking at the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So we got a little SpongeBob quiz, I believe.
We have got a little SpongeBob quiz for Killian.
Yeah, talking about SpongeBob. We've talked about SpongeBob on this show before.
Oh, we have.
Talked about the art style and how beautiful it is when they do those close-up things. People's noses when they're runny and all that. ETC. Lucy's Special Place. Larkin about. Oh, that must be about. Oh, okay, it's because it's David Larkin. David, I was going to say, is that a poetry thing? Or
I know him. Time for the SpongeBob quiz. All right. Boom. Question 1. What is the signature dish at the Krusty Krab? Is it a Krabby Patty, a McCrab, or a Double Crabber?
Okay, so, all right. I remember.
You can play along at home.
No, I'm joking. It's a Krabby Patty.
Correct.
Next question.
What do SpongeBob and Pearl rename the Krusty Krab when they take over the restaurant? The Cuddly Krab, the Kissy Krab, or the Creepy Krab?
Oh my god, this is actually a good quiz. Was it the Cuddly Krab?
Correct.
Oh!
The Krusty Krab is transformed into the Cuddly Krab during Pearl's brief stint as its owner. Question 3. What shape is Squidward's house? Pineapple, boat, or...
Pineapple isn't really a shape. What?
I mean, the one I can't pronounce is the right answer.
M-U-A-Y.
M-O-A-I. Moy.
Isn't it like Maui?
It's like Maui, yeah.
It's
an Easter Island head. It's shaped like a Maui. That's what they're called, Easter Island heads. Okay.
Okay.
Question 4. What is Plankton constantly trying to steal? Money, jewels, or the secret for...
The secret formula.
I'm Sean Connery.
You know, sometimes you just need to let someone know who's boss, giving them a firm slap on the cheek. He lives in a...
secret formula.
I can't even remember the question.
It's the Krabby Patty secret formula is the
answer. Oh, yeah, the Krabby Patty formula.
What does SpongeBob... How does SpongeBob escape from rock bottom after visiting with Patrick? Does he hire a helicopter, ride a bus, or float on a balloon?
Oh, I do know he misses the bus several times.
Yeah, me too.
He's trying to get the kelp bar. Do you know what? He puts his hand
in
on
the
it.
The vending machine.
Whenever he touches the bar, and the bus is just slowly driving away. Oh, it's so good. I'm going to watch SpongeBob later.
Nothing makes
The correct answer is floats from a balloon.
Correct. SpongeBob eventually floats his way home using a helium balloon. Question.
Because the road is like completely vertical, so we can't get up that.
Mm. Question 6.
Question 6.
Music's ended.
We need to restart the music. Restart the music.
It's back. Okay. Question 6. Where does SpongeBob live? In a tree, in a pineapple, under a rock?
under a rock, obviously.
I mean, he lives in a pineapple under the sea. SpongeBob SquarePants.
But where does he live? That's the question. Ooh, I wonder.
Question seven.
He lives in an apple under the sea.
Question seven. Where does...
He lives in an aubergine under the sea.
Question seven. I'm going to shake this up a bit. Where does Sandy Cheeks hail from? New York, Texas, or Moycullen?
Oh, imagine. Hi, I'm Sandy Cheeks.
I'm Sandy Cheeks.
Just some guy wearing boots in a field, like. And yeah, you know, I'm from Moycullen, so I know.
Yeah.
Sandy Cheeks lives Shandy.
Shandy.
Rock Shandy.
Shandy.
Do you like Rock Shandy with your dinner, Liam?
Shandy Keeks is from...
Shandy Keeks is from a... oh, she's from Texas. I was thinking where she lives. I was going to say a dome.
Okay. Question eight. Who stars in the ghost story that Squidward tells SpongeBob one late night at the Krusty Krab? The hash-slinging slasher, the mash-bringing basher, or the lash-swinging crasher?
Oh, I was actually going to say the Flying Dutchman, but say the answer.
The hash-slinging slasher, the mash-bringing basher, or the lash-swinging crasher?
I honestly don't know.
How fast can you say hash-slinging slasher? Hash-slinging slasher. Correct answer.
Okay.
Question nine. What is the name of SpongeBob's pet snail? Mary, Garrett, Gary, or Larry?
Mary, Gary.
Mary,
I think
Gary,
it's Gary,
or Larry. It's Gary. Gary. And final question. What instrument does Squidward play?
The oboe. Clarinet.
Correct.
Oh, that was so perfect.
I know, and now it's going to keep going. All right, more music here on Galway's 101.3 Flirt FM. We are Aubergine Surprise, Mondays at 8 a.m., and this is Five Star with System Addict.
Beautiful song.
Galway's only alternative, Flirt FM.
Whoa.
That was
that trumpets or was that a synth?
Probably a synth.
Oh, no, it's
that
trumpets.
Was the vibe with
All the While.
They were in studio last week. You can listen.
Great track there.
Great track. You can listen back to that interview. Just visit flirtfm.ie and go to our show page. Before that, Five Star System Addict. We're joined now in studio by the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. Or No.
The U.S. President Donald Trump,
who's just had his first 3 days in office. Donald, thanks for joining us.
Hello, how are you? I'm good, thanks. Hello, okay, let's get this interview out of the way.
Thanks for the free Make America Great Again hats, Donald. They're really nice. It was funny how it says they're made in China. Do you have any comment on that?
No. China, I'll tell you what about China. You don't need to know anything about China because we're working together. We're going to make America great again. It's going to be great. Everybody's going to get along.
Okay.
Everything I said in the run-up to the election was just a joke. It's funny. Okay, let's do it.
How are you getting on with the staff in the White House? Are they treating you well, or is there
any
hostility?
You know, some of them are minorities, but I don't really care about that anymore because it was all a joke. It was just a practical joke. Well, I thought about it for quite a while, about running for president, and now I did it. Oh, my God.
Oh, Donald, you changed your accent a bit there. you sounded a bit southern.
Yeah.
I know, sorry. It's just kind of going away. Next question.
I've run out of stuff to ask him.
Hey, Donald. Is your hairpiece? How expensive is your little hairpiece there?
This is real, authentic hair. Okay, it's beautiful. You can only get it one place in the world. That's China. Okay.
It's made from. I can't do the voice. It's made from 100% organic.
You sound like you sound like you're a deaf person that just got their hearing back and they're like learning English again.
It sounds like his hair is made from authentic bird's nest.
Oh God! No, like if you started going bald, would you shave your head or would you just leave it as it is? Because you see some bald guys out there, well, like bald guys, half whatever, balding. I don't know, but they're already like their hair is already like destroyed. Like you see, would you not just shave your head, man?
Yeah, well, sure, that's a personal decision.
Oh, I know, but it's just like, you know.
I know.
I know. I obviously, yeah, whatever.
I know.
Like
I know it hurts you, Killian.
Just, you know, when I go bald, I'm going to shave my head. Even though I've had like an alien. Do you know those, like the typical aliens you see, like in the posters?
J.K. Simmons' head.
So the inauguration is happening.
Oh,
right
God,
now.
We're not talking
right
about that
now.
Anymore. We're done with the politics.
Right no.
It's Monday. It's now 8:53 a.m. Coming up next is The Lion. I would highly recommend you stay tuned because they're going to be playing some fantastic music today. And the music libraries during the week. Tomorrow it's hosted by Patrick Zoltizek. Zoltizek. And on Wednesday, it's hosted by Gary. Ooh. Jerry Trainer. And on Thursday, it's hosted by Kian.
Jerry Trainer is Spencer.
From iCarly.
Did you just think of that there?
But it's spelled completely different.
Oh, okay.
His is Jerry with a G and Trainer with an EA.
Is that not what it was?
No, I think Jerry Trainer is with a Y.
Actually, no. iCarly is... probably one of the. I don't know how it got popular. Like, did you watch it?
Oh, I love iCarly.
Oh, what?
It's not as good as Breaking Bad, but it is a great show.
No,
it is a great show.
No, iCarly is so bad.
It's good.
It's so bad. I used to get like so angry at the TV. I'd be like, really? "You're such bad actors!" Like, you know, like kid actors, and they're kind of like not that good at it. They're obviously better now, but they're still not.
No, I know. They're like Drake and Josh is much better, and Victorious.
Drake
is
and
better.
Josh is comedic genius.
Drake and Josh is a classic, and Victorious is better than iCarly too. But Victorious got cancelled.
Victorious is alright.
Oh, it's got a ventriloquist puppet. Oh, it's great.
Anyway. Now, what's the guy? Sid, is that his name?
Rex.
You know Sid, the kind of weird dude.
In which?
In Victorious.
No, I've watched it.
He's years. The guy who, like, he's always like calling you on and hey.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
On Skype and stuff, yes, and his head just pops up. What are those actors doing now? Like, because I didn't see them in anything. Usually that's how it goes at Nickelodeon. They just get paid loads of cash and they retire young.
Yeah. Well, Ariana Grande was in it.
Oh, now she's an exception.
But now she's one of the biggest pop stars in the world. So fair play to her. Well, Leon Thomas III is
You say that as if I know who his name is, or you know whose character it is.
I don't know the character's name. I only know the actor's name because he's in a new Kathryn Bigelow film about the Detroit riots. I don't know.
Oh gosh.
Anyway.
Now my favorite episode of Drake and Josh all time, without a doubt, is the Joe and they have to give up. Drake has to give up video games, and Josh has to give up, or the other way around. Josh has to give up video games.
Yeah.
And then he gets the GameSphere from the granny.
Josh Peck is a fantastic.
Yeah, he's funny. His vines are kind of like... His vines are actually pretty funny. Like,
Vine shut down this week.
Oh, this week already? Oh, we talked about that.
I downloaded all my vines.
That's so sad, though. It was such a huge thing. Vine,
Anyway.
But they just didn't profit off it. And then they lost like 200... Okay.
We're at the end of the show. thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Monday at 8 a.m. Thank you, Killian.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thanks to Flirt FM for having us in studio. Executive producer Shane Kelly was not here this week, so we won't thank him.
Cool vibes in the studio, though.
Cool vibes.
Regardless.
Thanks to President Barack for 8 years of public service.
And thanks to President Trump for
that interview.
Another 4 years of
and,
great service.
And what was I going to say? You can get in touch on Twitter. We are AubergineFlirt on Facebook.com/AubergineSurprise. Stay tuned to Flirt FM all day and all week. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
It's going
to
be great. And it's going to be music. It's going to be perfect. I thought about it. Put lots of thought into it. China fit.
We're wrapping up today's show with Amy Mann with Wise Up. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.